Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
In today's show, Bitcoin traders mark levels to watch as the Bitcoin price bounces to $39,000. In today's show, I'll be breaking down the latest technical analysis. And as Crypto Edge shares here, seems I'm not getting that little pullback, but continuation higher already doesn't change the structure really much. 40,000 is key level. And as Shed shares, expect heavy resistance and likely rejection in the 39,500 to $40,000 area if we get there. And as Material Scientist shares here, market buyers finally got off their hands and started pushing the green button. And as Matthew Hyland shares here, keeping it simple, here are all the significant support and resistance price levels for Bitcoin that I have been discussing over the past few weeks, all condensed into one chart from 33,000 all the way to 52K. Also breaking news, there are now two compelling bills to give the state of California the ability to accept Bitcoin and digital currencies, as well as more breaking news, Brazil Senate's Economic Affairs Committee unanimously approved a bill that will regulate Bitcoin, which is a crucial first step, as well as a legislature in Utah has introduced a bill to allow the state to accept Bitcoin as payment for taxes, as well as Grayscale has launched a campaign to help push for the approval of a spot Bitcoin ETF in the United States. Also in today's show, Ethereum to $10,000, classic bullish reversal pattern hints at potential ETH price rally. That's right, Ethereum could reach above $10,000 in the coming weeks as it paints what appears to be an ascending triangle technical pattern. Also in today's show, Mexican senator to propose crypto law. She says we need Bitcoin as legal tender. Quoting her right here, we need Bitcoin to be legal tender in Mexico because if it is not so, if we do not make that decision as El Salvador did, it is very difficult to take action. Also in today's show, you better buy some Bitcoin. Bitcoin figures defy Canada's government as ETF assets hit record. That's right, Canada's war on Bitcoin appears to be backfiring as the country's flagship ETF adds thousands of BTC. Data from on-chain monitoring resource CoinGlass shows that over the 2 weeks of February 23rd, the Purpose Bitcoin ETF has increased its holdings from 28,854 BTC to 32,257 BTC, an 11.8% increase. I'll be breaking this down for you and quoting Kraken's Jesse Powell right here in regards, can they freeze our crypto assets on the exchanges? 100% yes, it has and will happen. And 100% yes, we'll be forced to comply. If you're worried about it, don't keep your funds with any centralized/regulated custodian. We cannot protect you. Get your coin/cash out and only trade peer-to-peer. We'll also be taking a look at the overall crypto market. As you can see, Bitcoin, Ether, and all the major alts are back in the green and pumping. But where's the Bitcoin price likely to go next? Find out all this, plus so much more in today's show. Hey, what's good, crypto fam? This is first and foremost a video show. So if you want the full premium experience, visit our YouTube channel at cryptonewsalerts.net. Again, that's cryptonewsalerts.net.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI. It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
All right, welcome back to another episode of Crypto News Alerts. I'm your host, JV. How's it going, crypto fam? Holla at your boy in the live chat. Now, Bitcoin began to see much welcome volatility to the upside on February 23rd as the European markets opened with modest upside. As you can see here in the Bitcoin 1 hour candle chart, looking pretty bullish. Now, data from Cointelegraph Markets Pro and TradingView showed Bitcoin rapidly gaining on Wednesday, hitting $39,000 before consolidating. Now, the pair had staged a steady comeback overnight with progress totaling 6.8% versus Tuesday's lows. And quoting crypto analyst Crypto Ed, seems I'm not getting that little pullback, but continuation higher already doesn't change the structure really much. $40,000 is key level, as he points out right here in this chart. Now, previously, Crypto Ed had warned that any push towards that $40,000 level could well end up as a relief bounce followed by an even deeper correction than seen this week. And summarizing the short-term scenario, meanwhile, fellow trader and analyst Matthew Hyland presented $36,300 and $33,000 as the support levels in play. For him, $39,600 was once again the upside resistance zone to clear, as it had been earlier in February, as he shares here on Crypto Twitter. Keeping it simple, here are all the significant support and resistance price levels for Bitcoin that I have been discussing over the past few weeks, all condensed into one chart. You can see the key prices: 33,000, 36,300, 39,600, 45,600, and $52,000. And as Big Shed shares here, expect heavy resistance and likely rejection in the $39,500 to $40,000 area if we get there. And after Tuesday's lows entered, analytics tool material indicators had meanwhile eyed an uptick in buyer behavior after days of indecision. As he shares here, market buyers finally got off their hands and started pushing the green button. That's right, let's freaking go. As you can see here in this chart, which shows increasing order volumes of both large and small buyers. And meanwhile, a look at the order book data from major exchange Binance on Wednesday showed Bitcoin beginning to tackle a band of resistance with its latest move higher, which you can see right here in this chart. Now let's discuss the altcoin market, which has been a good day thus far, with major tokens beating Bitcoin's own solid 24-hour performance. Ether was up 6.1% above $2,700 at the time of this recording, indicative of many of the top 10 cryptos by market cap. This list was led by another solid run from Terra / Luna, which gained 14% over the same period, followed by Avalanche on 11.8% and Cardano on 9.7%. And talk of an upcoming alt season, meanwhile, also remained popular on social media, as BTC Fuel shares here, who's ready for alt season? Let me know if you are in the comments. But before I break down next story of the day, Ethereum to $10,000, and I share a classic bullish reversal pattern hinting at a potential Ethereum price rally. But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market. As you can see, Bitcoin up 3.3% for the day, trading at around $39,000. We have Ether up almost 5% for the day, trading back above $2,700. Solana up 8%, trading above $92. Polkadot up almost 6%, trading above $17.34. And Cardano up over 8%, trading above 94 cents.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
All right, now let's break down our next story of the day. Ethereum's native token Ether could reach above $10,000 in the coming weeks as it paints what appears to be an ascending triangle technical pattern. Ascending triangles are bullish continuation setups that appear during an uptrend. Analysts confirm their presence after the price rises upward inside a rising right angle triangle structure, thus forming a sequence of lower highs on the lower trend line with resistance in place at the upper one. As the pattern develops, volumes typically drop. And so far, Ether has been forming a similar upside pattern on its weekly chart. And in detail, the triangle's lower trend line has been acting as an accumulation range since the beginning of 2021, with high selling pressure at the upper trend line as shown right here in this chart. Now, a basic tenet of ascending triangle patterns is that they can precede a significant price rally by as much as the maximum distance between the upper and lower trend line when measured from the breakout level. And applying the same characteristics to Ether's ascending channel, the Ethereum token can undergo a decisive breakout towards $10,000. Now, on the higher time frames, another technical pattern paints a bullish target of 4K. Now, Wolf, an independent market analyst, also anticipated Ether to rebound in the coming sessions, followed by an extended recovery move owing to a potential inverse head and shoulders pattern, as he shares here on Crypto Twitter. $2,542 has been hit and providing some support. Hopefully, we have another higher low. Now let's discuss the potential Ethereum price bull trap. The bullish triangle setup emerges as Ether holds its profit after bottoming out near $2,150 in January 2022. And in doing so, Ether has rallied by more than 25% in less than 4 weeks, but some analysts see the ongoing recovery rally in the Ethereum market as a bull trap, an example of a reversal that could force traders on the wrong side of the price action to liquidate their positions at unexpected losses. And ignoring Ethereum's ascending triangle, TT focused on a downward sloping trend line acting as resistance since November 2021. And nonetheless, as ETH trades under a given price ceiling, its momentum indicators, mainly its relative strength index, moving average convergence divergence, and stochastic RSI have been trending upward, which you can clearly see here in this chart. And as a result, ETH has been confirming a bearish divergence between its price and momentum, a pattern that typically leads to a price reversal if such a move occurs. TT noted that Ethereum's price might fall to as low as $2,300. Now, conversely, a successful breakout above the descending trendline resistance would likely switch the Ethereum market bias to bullish, TT wrote. The concerns over Ethereum's bull trap also remain due to its history of painting technical setups with an upside bias, but yet failing to deliver a breakout move. For instance, Ether hinted at forming a similar ascending channel pattern in October 2021 with a breakout target of nearly $6,500 versus its then current price of around $3,750. Nonetheless, the Ethereum token dropped towards $2,100 weeks later, invalidating the classic bullish continuation setup. Now, despite a mixed outlook, Ethereum's network metrics tell an optimistic story. For instance, Ethereum attracted about 18.36 million new addresses to its network in 2021 at a pace of 1.53 million per month, reflecting steady user growth, as you can see here in this chart. Meanwhile, Glassnode noted that data showed the number of Ethereum addresses holding at least one Ethereum also reached a record high earlier in February, hitting 1.42 million on the ninth day of the month. And additionally, the number of non-zero addresses and those holding at least 0.01 ETH also climbed to a new high on February 15th, reaching nearly 75 million and 7 million respectively. So there you have it. Do you feel the Ethereum price is likely to reach $10,000 in the coming weeks? Let me know your honest thoughts in the comments right down below.
This episode is brought to you by La Quinta by Wyndham. Your work can take you all over the place, like Texas. You've never been, but it's going to be great because you're staying at La Quinta by Wyndham. Their free bright side breakfast will give you energy for the day ahead. And after, you can unwind using their free high-speed Wi-Fi. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book your stay today at LQ.com.
Before I break down next way of the day, Mexican senator to propose crypto law. She says we need Bitcoin as legal tender. But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market cap, sitting just above $1.4 trillion with about $62 billion in volume in the past 24 hours. The current Bitcoin dominance is 52.5% with the Ether dominance at 23.1%. And checking out one of my favorite indicators is the Crypto Greed and Fear Index. Shows we're currently rated a 25 out of 100 in extreme fear. Yesterday was a 20, last week a 51, and last month a 13 in extreme fear. And if you're not familiar with the Crypto Greed and Fear Index, extreme fear can be a sign investors are too worried. That could be a great buying opportunity, aka BTFD, buy that freaking dip. When investors are getting too greedy, that means the market is due for a correction. But all right, now let's break down our next story of the day. Amid El Salvador reporting on cases of the positive impact of the country's Bitcoin adoption, the government official in Mexico has once again urged that the country should follow El Salvador's example on Bitcoin. Indira Kempis, a senator representing Nuevo León State, is confident that Bitcoin should be legal tender in Mexico because its adoption can potentially drive global financial inclusion. The senator is now developing a cryptocurrency bill based on El Salvador's Bitcoin law. She expects to introduce the bill to the Mexican Congress this year. Kempis said in an interview with El Salvador in English publication after visiting El Salvador a few weeks ago, quoting her here, "It's clear to me that financial exclusion is one of the public problems that few of us have addressed with feasible alternatives, and that this type of technology is allowing us to generate an alternative so that millions of people can be included in the financial system," Kempis said. The senator went on to say that Bitcoin adoption is a historic opportunity for countries around the world to address issues like inequality and achieve financial inclusion, stating the following, "We need Bitcoin to be legal tender in Mexico because if it is not so, if we do not make that decision as El Salvador did, it is very difficult to take action." And she makes a great point. Now check it. The senator also suggested that Salvadoran President Nayib Bukele could have started a Bitcoin revolution that has the potential to reach all countries. Making Bitcoin a legal tender means putting a level playing field for people who are excluded in almost all countries. countries. She added, now taking office in 2018, Kempis has been actively promoting the crypto industry in recent years, joining the Laser Eyes movement in July of 2018, where my laser eye Bitcoin hollers at, makes some noise. She has been in the crypto industry for years, surrounded by a community of crypto entrepreneurs, developers, and enthusiasts, the senator said, adding, now that I am participating in politics, I seek to promote it. And as previously reported, other Mexican senators, including Eduardo, were working on crypto-friendly legislation shortly after the Salvadoran Legislative Assembly passed the Bitcoin law in early June 2021. And in October, Mexican President Andres Lopez declared that the country was unlikely to follow in El Salvador's footsteps by adopting Bitcoin as legal tender. But the latest news comes amid the crypto industry's growing momentum in Mexico recently, with major global crypto exchange Coinbase launching instant crypto withdrawals into Mexican pesos last week. And Ricardo Salinas, the third richest billionaire in Mexico, a businessman and founder of Grupo Salinas, took to Twitter last Friday to recommend the public buy Bitcoin and forget about selling. He previously advised people to buy Bitcoin in late 2021, calling fiat money like dollars and euros fake money made of paper lies. That, my friend, is a fact. Sage advice. And before I break down our final story of the day, you'd better buy some Bitcoin. Bitcoin figures defy Canada's government as ETF assets hit record. But first, I want to remind you to smash that show more button right below this video in the description for detailed analysis of what's going on in the crypto market. This goes for all 1,000 plus videos right here on my YouTube channel. Also, some very helpful resources for you to plug into, including my new crypto merch store, now live at merch.cryptonewsalerts.net. Also have a daily letter, which goes out to over 30,000 subscribers every single day. To subscribe, visit letter.cryptonewsalerts.net. Also have a blog I update daily, which can be found at cryptonewsyes.com. Also be sure to smash that subscribe button and ring that bell to turn on all notifications to receive daily premium crypto news alerts every single day, just like this. But all right, now let's break down our final story of the day. Canada's war on Bitcoin appears to be backfiring as the country's flagship ETF adds thousands of BTC. That's right. Data from on-chain monitoring resource CoinGlass shows that over the 2 weeks to February 23rd, the Purpose Bitcoin ETF has increased its holdings from 28,854 BTC to 32,257 BTC, an 11.8% increase. That was after a two-month lull in which its holdings actually modestly decreased. Purpose is back in fashion amongst institutional investors. The about turn comes against the backdrop of what many are calling an advertisement for Bitcoin, as the Canadian government blacklisting private wallets and formally trying to silence exchanges, advising users to take control of their private keys. Pure tyranny, right? The reason is the lawmaker's goal is to monitor and seize the financial assets of anyone contributing to or associated with those contributing to the trucker protest movement. Quoting Dennis Porter here, Canada warning everyone to get their coins off the exchanges because they will take them is the most incredible advertisement for Bitcoin I've seen in my entire life. And Samson Mao, who is currently running for governor of Bitcoin City in El Salvador and also chief strategy officer of Blockstream, meanwhile took aim at the recent decision to keep the emergency powers that enabled the surveillance and force ad infinitum. Quoting him here on crypto Twitter, Canada is a cautionary tale for why money needs to be money and not a tool for surveillance. What's legal or illegal can change with a hand wave of emergency powers. If you're not 100% sure, you'll always be on the right side of those in power. You'd better buy some Bitcoin. Very wise words, to say the least. Now, foreign crypto firms have already been targeted as part of the government's plan. Notably, the United States exchange Kraken and hardware wallet provider Nunchuck, the former over a single tweet from CEO Jesse Powell, as he shared here on crypto Twitter, due process is for plebs. Might makes right in Canada. If someone dissents, you just confiscate their wealth, revoke their licenses, exclude them from the financial system, and kill their pets. No need to debate the law, policy, or even rights when you have a monopoly on violence. And he's responding to Canadian Deputy Chrystia Freeland, who says the names of both individuals and entities, as well as crypto wallets, have been shared by the RCMP with financial institutions, and accounts have been frozen, and more accounts will be frozen. And someone asked Jesse Powell, is it possible that Kraken will be put in a position where told to freeze assets by police without judicial consent? And Jesse Powell responded, 100% yes, it has and will happen. And 100% yes, we'll be forced to comply. If you're worried about it, don't keep your funds with any centralized/regulated custodian. We cannot protect you. Get your coin/cash out and only trade peer-to-peer. So sage advice, if anyone watching this right now has their crypto coins on an exchange, move them to a hardware wallet such as a Ledger Nano or Trezor or Forever Hold your peace. Now, beyond Canada, demand for Bitcoin from those using both retail and derivative exchanges shows a clear direction, which is up. And data from on-chain analytics platform CryptoQuant confirms that exchange balances have resumed a firmer downtrend in the recent days and are once again at multi-year lows. And as of February 22nd, the balance on 21 major trading platforms monitored by CryptoQuant was 2.37 million BTC. Just always remember, not your keys, not your cheese. Now for the top three comments from yesterday's episode, Rich wrote, I can see myself moving to El Salvador in the future. I'm already a gringo in South America, so it wouldn't be a huge change. Bukele is the man. And I wrote, from one gringo to another, that's what's up, fam. Bukele is the man with the Bitcoin master plan, 100%. And yesterday I asked on crypto Twitter, if you can choose your next president, who would it be? And 56.5% of you said, Najib Bukele. Let's go. Our next featured comment comes from Chris Minka, who wrote, I got mad love and respect for my astrologists for men. They are useful. I am boots on the ground also. I went from gold/silver into Bitcoin a few years ago. So I'm a new long-term hodler in Bitcoin. I have 10,000 of fresh available liquidity for BTC at or below 36,000. 25 won't happen because many of us now understand the value of Bitcoin and will buy well before 25K. Started from the bottom. Now we here. That's what's up, fam. Hodl. And our third and final featured comment comes from Seriously You Jess. It's so much easier just to stack those Satoshis. Gold doing good. Go back to March. Every dollar Bitcoin increased, gold went down. I guess if you don't mind paying capital gains, sell your Bitcoin and buy gold. I responded, for me, it's Bitcoin over gold all day. No comparison whatsoever. Remember, they can always seize your gold, as history has shown us at any time. Bitcoin is unconfiscatable and incorruptible. And to be featured on tomorrow's episode, drop me a comment right down below.